Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Talk about, what time is it now? 9.33, Irish Chamber Orchestra. Really? Arthur Duff? Really, yes. And anybody else involved, like Aoife, will be with me in a moment. Anyway, in the meantime... Aoife, Nick, O'Cleek is with me. Yeah, close enough. Close enough. Cellist with the Irish Chamber Orchestra. Can I just say, not just cellist, not just the third one or the second one, but principal cellist with the Irish Chamber Orchestra. You must be delighted with yourself.
Yeah, I was in the section for 10 years.
Yeah.
And the job came up and I thought, well, if not now, when?
Absolutely.
And so I went for it, but it's not as simple as just moving up the ranks. You re-audition, play in front of all of your colleagues.
All right.
And go on trial for a year. So yeah, it's a long process.
That's awful, because if you fell out with some of them, they might be glad to.
They're hard to fall out with.
Are they?
They're a great bunch of people.
Yeah, fair play.
Yeah,
I won't doubt you. But equally, you've got to impress. So
yeah.
That's not an easy thing to do,
but... you know, it's one of those things you say to yourself, if I'm going to do it, I'll do it.
Sure.
And you find stuff out about yourself in the process, so I'm grateful for it, especially that it worked out.
Yeah, what'd you find out?
You know, you go back to how to really go into that kind of practice,
yes.
kind of practice you do in
yeah.
your 20s. And you're, like, preparing for an audition is enormous.
That's right. It's like interviewing for your job again.
Yeah.
You've already done the stuff. People already know how good you are.
They know you can do it.
Yes.
So in a way, you trust that they know what they're looking for.
Sure.
So
sure.
in a way, I was like, look, I know that they need to think about this from what they need.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll just try and have the bigger picture in mind, be open to other people that
of
are
course.
Coming in too. And so, yeah, it was a difficult experience, but also... very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks
That's
very much.
The main thing, because it's a big deal. You know, any achievement like that along the road, you're able to say it's like a little notch on a belt. Yeah, I did that, or I've achieved that. It's a nice feeling. You
Absolutely.
Know?
No, these jobs are. They don't come around very often.
So
you might be waiting a long time.
And sometimes you're in the right place at the right time with the ability, and bang, it just happens.
That's the thing. I said to myself, if not now, then it won't come up again.
So. But you're married to a member already, aren't you?
That's right. Kian O'Dill, viola player.
Yeah. You've been playing in the orchestra together a long time, the chamber orchestra.
Yeah, 10 years.
Really?
He was there before I joined, and so that's been lovely. Nice to play music together.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose it can be difficult too, because if you're with somebody constantly, you know, looking for your own space or whatever, that could be...
I know. I mean, in some ways, but for us, we've got a young family, and if we were away at work, then you get in the car and you have the first proper conversation you've had in a few weeks in the car.
Yeah. What have you got? Tell me what you have. What are your children?
Two boys and a dog.
Two boys and a dog.
A dog called Marty.
He's not, is he?
He is.
Is it? Of course, it could be Morrissey as opposed to Whelan. So
well,
I
get asked that question in the park all the time. It's neither of you, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
But
and
he does have a lovely moustache. So.
Does he have a moustache? Well, again, I claim him.
Lovely schnauzer.
I claim him. A dog called Marty. We've had rabbits and cats and all sorts. I actually had a horse named after him, which is quite interesting. I felt I'd arrived.
Okay.
But the idea of it's just my name being shouted in the back garden. Get in here.
Yeah, exactly. Your name is shouted a lot.
I was just going to say.
And we even say, like, who's going to do Marty in the morning? As in, take him out for his
walk.
If he's
got into the vernacular. That's lovely.
Yep.
Anyway, he has a moustache, so he's mine. He's mine. Listen,
yep.
you're doing your... you have a number of concerts to mention. Now, the first one I want to mention is The Seeking Schubert. Where are you doing this?
We're playing in Dublin and in Limerick. So we're playing the lovely new white recital hall.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful, gorgeous spot. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a lovely size for a chamber orchestra.
Yeah.
A chamber orchestra being a small orchestra. People often ask what the word chamber is, and it comes from the word room. So we're an orchestra for a room.
Right. How many in it, by the way?
22 members.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what. And then you're in Limerick.
That's right. Yeah. Lovely concert hall there.
Which is great. We were there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. It's a lovely spot.
It is.
Great place to hear a concert. So yeah, we're going to be playing Schubert, as is in the title.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And that famous unfinished symphony.
But it's not only Schubert, though. You're playing other music as well,
yeah,
aren't you?
There's a horn concerto.
Right.
With our principal horn, Stephen Nichols. And then what's actually really interesting in this programme is that Thomas Zetmeyer, our director, has reconstructed and composed a missing movement from the symphony.
How do you do that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't ever done it.
But you've seen the results because you know it. Because you'll be playing it.
We'll be starting rehearsing for that soon. We've done something else by him where he's reconstructed music. So, yeah, it's a huge undertaking. I mean,
yeah.
Schubert left sketches of this scherzo. So he's taken those sketches and he's pieced it together.
That's amazing,
yeah.
Isn't it? And of course, there'll be no problem doing that because... The time has passed, you're able to use all that music in your own way.
Yeah, and I mean, someone like... we get incredible people coming into ICO. I think it's something worth mentioning that the people that come to work with us are international. I mean, they're like Jamie Oliver is to food or the Williams sisters are to tennis. I mean, we get these incredible people who come over and spend time with us in Limerick. So, you know, it's a real treat. And for audiences to come and be able to... I don't know if this version has been played anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, that's the joy of being a part of this particular group, is that you can bring that sort of magic to a room and people go, where did that come from? Don't know that. And again, it's enlightening and something different.
Yeah, and they will recognise the opening. Do you know the tune?
Yeah,
you heard it.
Yeah.
This is the symphony that Schubert wrote but never finished.
See, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Are you singing as well?
Me? Oh, you never know. I might. It's hard not to sing along with that tune. I feel like for anyone who ever procrastinates and they don't finish stuff, it's like, it's okay. Like Schubert didn't finish stuff. He left lying around long enough.
Well, Puccini too. There's a lot of them, sadly, were unable to do it.
Full of gorgeous, gorgeous melodies. So lovely, lovely programme there.
Now, that's this one. And then there's another one I saw, The Seeking Schubert. Oh, yes, The Midsummer Magic, which is a lovely idea as well. That's only in University Concert Hall, isn't it?
Yeah, that's in the concert hall. It's going to be a big night with lots of brilliant favourites. Got your Radetzky marches and Strauss and the wonderful Anna Devon.
And she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Absolute superstar.
She really is. And again, she's doing Rossini, I see, Mozart. Oh, she's doing Puccini as well, my hero. Oh,
you've even got O Mio Bambino Caro, which is always a favourite. I'm definitely not going to sing that.
I think you might be wise. I think you might be wise. We have a little bit of Beethoven here. This is, does this feature you? Are you on this in the Irish Chamber Orchestra? I think you are. The overture. I think you are. Are you on this?
I imagine so. Hopefully.
We'll find out.
Let's pretend I am in it.
Well, no, you are. I've decided. You can call your dog Marty. You're on there. Thank you. got second place with Coriolanus.
Yeah.
The lovely Coriolanus, which I dreaded in the Leaving Cert. God bless Shakespeare. That's Beethoven. Now that is in. That is this one in the Midsummer, or is this in the Oh no, it's in Seeking Schubert. Yeah, it's the opening.
That'll
opening
open
one.
The concert.
That'll confuse people. Seeking Schubert, and we start with Beethoven. So that'll give people.
Yeah, there's Beethoven, Mozart, and Schubert in
a
that.
A bit of a start. So. Listen, you're living in Cork. You're a Portmarnock person.
I grew up in Portmarnock. Yeah, by the sea.
As indeed, we spent most of our lives in Portmarnock, and then moved. Yeah. And you moved to London first. Was it? Yeah. Was that work that brought you to London? Was it?
Oh, study.
Study.
Yeah, I went to the Royal Academy of Music,
right.
The Royal College of Music. So I spent over 10 years in London.
And you didn't have a wish to be in the big smoke, the bigger smoke.
It was great. I had a brilliant 10 years. Spent all of my 20s there, and then, always wanted to come back. So, and I kept trying to come back, and then thinking, oh, it's not time. It's not time. And then finally said, right, let's jump.
Yeah. I think sometimes you do. You know instinctively, don't you? Sometimes.
Yeah, we kept moving further outside of London because it's expensive. You know, then you think, oh, if we keep moving out, or we could just jump and go come back.
But you came to Cork.
Yeah.
You didn't come back to Dublin.
Well, yeah, Cian was in the Irish Chamber Orchestra while we were living in London, so he was travelling over.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's very difficult.
And so when we moved back, we thought, well, Cork is geographically a little closer, even though the road, anyone out there, get on with it.
Okay.
The road is dreadful.
Yeah.
But it is closer to Cork, and we have family in Cork.
Oh, well then.
So, and it's nice. I prefer this kind of small city. Going from a big city like London, it was nice to come to a smaller city.
And no regrets about it. Happy to be back.
Work in the Cork School of Music, which is an absolute fantastic place.
Listen, we want to play a little bit of Mendelssohn. Give us a little bit of Fingal's Cave.
June, on June 22nd.
I'm just saying, the concert is midsummer.
Yeah.
Is that not the day before? Or is people always?
Yes. When is the date? It's 21st, is it?
People always say that. But then, if that's...
I guess we're starting the rehearsals on the 21st.
That'll do.
So let's put it like that.
You have covered yourself in glory. And you have no problem whatsoever. This is, again, just to give people a flavour, this is Fingal's Cave from Mendelssohn, just to give people a sense of it.
Thank you.
Devil's Cave. It's a gorgeous piece of music. Music from Mendelssohn. Again, somebody has a very long... You were saying to me, Aoife, very interesting, that you do these tours around the country and these venues. There are venues popping up all the time. There's one in North County Dublin. Balbriggan, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, Ireland has got amazing art centres.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, you could be driving along through a town and suddenly you see there's a brand new art centre popped up. And it's a fantastic thing. And the Irish Chamber Orchestra are kind of an ideal size because we're small. So it means you can fit an orchestra in and you can hear this wonderful repertoire. Sometimes a bit of a squeeze and the dressing room scenario can be interesting.
Oh, I say, when there's two of them.
Yeah, but we love it. It's such a lovely way to see the country and meet people and meet all the various people that are living around Ireland.
Yes, exactly, but bringing this music to them as well.
We come, you know, the orchestra can come closer to people. We go to Clifton, we go to Newport.
Yes.
We go, you know, we can travel all over the place.
But you also made the point where we were listening to that it's also important to have popular pieces in there as well that people know.
Yeah.
So they're not, as well as it frightened off, and that it brings people to the event, and then you can play all sorts of
absolutely
music.
No, I mean, there's such a wealth of fantastic music.
Yeah.
You know, we did a tour recently with Ina Kleiner and people recognised the opening of, you know, Mozart's famous piece.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's brilliant music. So, and there's so much fantastic music, and then you put other stuff in the programme and people stay. They're not walking out. If anything, they're staying and standing up at the end and they want more.
I know. That's what you want. You're off to Berlin.
We're going to Berlin in November.
There's posh now.
Yeah. We have a lovely programme. It's two concerts. One of them is with Mirena Cowleaf, beautiful singer. And that's a fantastic programme. It's a brilliant initiative of Irish Chamber Orchestra where she sings Shano songs and then there's arrangements, you know, orchestral parts. And many of those were done by different Irish composers. So, you know, you're involving a lot of young Irish composers, established Irish composers.
That's fantastic.
And then she sings her songs, which are timeless. And then we're bringing those to the Elizabeth Kirche in Berlin. So I find, especially maybe because I'm Gaelgor, but having Irish language with the Irish Chamber Orchestra in Berlin. I mean, if you said that to me when I was a teenager, I said, no way.
It wouldn't happen, yeah.
And then we're also playing Mozart Requiem the following night with Thomas Sayetmeyer.
In Berlin. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's exciting.
Now, the only problem is, what happens to the two little people and Marty during yourself and Keane's trip to Berlin?
Yeah.
You can't take it with you, I presume.
We would if we could. No, we're very fortunate.
Yeah, you have family around you.
Yeah, and you do. I speak to other families, and living near family is wonderful.
The support system, it's so important.
And not to forget the wonderful babysitters. And
Of course. But having family around you does make life better.
Oh, yeah, and family that understand. I mean, my father passed away, but my mum is around, and my in-laws, and they also, like, they reared myself and Cian and saw us going into music, so they understand how important it is.
What needs to be done.
We've been really lucky, but, you know, we don't want to kind of overtake
either. Of course not. No. Hey, so, it's not like you're going to Berlin every weekend.
The kids get older, so they're almost rared, Marty.
They'll become rock and roll kids, don't you? I'm sure they're not rared, for heaven's sake. Listen, thank you for coming in. I want to finish with a bit of Rossini, because we're talking music and this is the Irish Chamber Orchestra, but there's also singing.
Yes.
And we made the point earlier on that if you're going to have that variety, that it's better to have a mezzo-soprano or even a soprano in tow.
None other than Anna Devon joining us for the Midsummer Concert. Is an absolute
The
star.
Midsummer Concert, by the way, again, just in case you're confused, is the 22nd
of June.
It's 7:30 at the University Concert Hall in Limerick. And The Seeking Schubert is in Dublin. And it's also in Limerick, 13th and 14th of June. It doesn't say, do you know if that's 7:30 or 8:00? I'm just curious. It doesn't matter.
I would go with 7:30.
I think 7:30.
And you can find something to do for 1/2 hour if it isn't starting.
Well, exactly.
Come and have a chat with me.
That's exactly it. That's right. Offer me work.
I'll be there.
Offer me trips to Berlin. Aoife, thank you so much for joining us this morning as cellist. Aoife. Oh, by the way, it's Nick Ochlich. I've more or less got it.
Nick Ochlich.
Yeah. But your husband is
O'Doul,
and it's Cian.
Yeah.
So we give him a mention as well. He didn't get a. I don't feel he got a proper mention.
No.
Keep the faith.
He's worth a mention. Yeah.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, providing financial choice to the over 60s.
The Tile Style Summer Sale is now on, with a guaranteed 40% off all in-stock premium brand tiles, including Porcelainosa. Huge savings on in-stock bathrooms, kitchens and wood flooring too. Yes, that's huge guaranteed savings in the Tile Style Summer Sale. Hurry, all sale tiles are in our warehouse waiting for immediate dispatch. Shop in-store now at Ballymount or at tilestyle.ie. Limited exclusions apply.
Kirstach hervisi am chadunis folamore agus tamana erlina, den inari ter anuachan ustatu malertu agus ahalaher. Tasha eska agus feder a yen of gans throw. Tor courter in servis nashinta am chadunis tamana erlina in yovig NDLS punk RSA punk IE. My gavaidi zevne atastal, tachtracht on udorosum hoveltocht er wodi.
Marty in the Morning, weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, we mentioned Rossini, and that's what we finish on this morning. Oh, I think you'll find I will announce our finalist for today, for Marty in the Evening. Give me a moment and I shall do it. Just trying to get the tombola back into the room, really.